7 or 8 days?
It's going well. Put a lot of stuff in. We got a lot of new guys offensively, a lot of new receivers, but they're picking it up well, and I thought we've had a good couple weeks so far.
And how are you doing and how are you feeling?
I feel fine. I feel like I did last year at camp and the year before, so I'm doing fine.
How much of an inconvenience is having to do this on a daily basis when now this is a lifestyle?
I don't have a choice. You know, you get used to it. So first couple weeks it was hard, but I mean now it's just it's part of what I do.
Being on the field, how often do you check yourself?
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes once. I mean, not really. Not a lot.
How's it coming with the new receivers?
Really good. Really good. I'm really happy. I mean, Carrie and D-Jack, they've stepped into those roles with B. Marsh out, and they've done extremely well, catching the ball well, learning the offense, running the right routes. I mean, I'm thrilled. I couldn't be happier.
What's your weight up to?
I don't know. High 220s.
Have you talked to Brandon since the press conference you held, and what have you talked about?
Is that really a question?
Really is a question.
Okay. Yeah, I've talked to him many times. I talk to him every day out here, and we're fine.
You happy to see he's coming along? It seems like he's coming along.
He's coming along every day, better and better. You know, he's running a lot. I think he came in a little bit heavy. He's getting some weight down. He's out here messing around with us. We're excited to get him back, and hopefully it's sooner rather than later.
Jay, obviously it's been like trial and error on your physical stuff, and you've talked about having to kind of learn during these practices what you need to do during practices, you know, for camp. Has this been a good dry run for you the last 4 or 5 practices?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really worried about games. I mean, my levels are pretty steady right now. I mean, everything's fine. I mean, I feel fine at practice. I mean, I don't get really high or low, so it's been a good dry run. I don't really anticipate any problems coming in the future, though.
Are you wearing the pump now?
Some days I am, some days I'm not.
Has that been kind of, you know, you hadn't, last time we talked to you, you hadn't had that yet.
Oh, the pump's been good. I mean, pump's keeps me really level, and I mean, throughout the day, so I mean, there's no real high peaks or lows, so it's been good. It's tough to get adjusted to wear something 24/7, but I like it for the most part.
You were joking last time that if you got hit, you didn't want to wear it during games because you got hit on it, you might get injected 20 times. No close calls in camp. No one's come close.
No, I haven't come close. Huh? Okay.
How's some of the rookies look, Clady and Eddie Royal?
Clady, I mean, both those guys look really good. I mean, Eddie's been working with us a little bit, and he looks good. Got a lot of speed, gets in out of his breaks really quick. I was surprised with his hands. I didn't know he had such great hands. Has dropped. I don't know. I haven't seen him drop any balls. I'm sure maybe dropped a couple, but adjusts the ball well when it's in the air. He's got a good attitude. He's picking everything up pretty quickly.
And then Clady's a left tackle. I mean, they're talking about him starting right away.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in there right away since day one. So we'll see. We'll see in the team camp. That'll get a better feel for how he feels against some of the speed rushers and stuff.
How about during the game, Jay? Checking monitor levels?
I already asked that question. I mean, I'm not going to check it very much.
Jay Leuenberger played for Colorado. Yeah. Has diabetes. Have you talked to any other players who've had it? And
I have not. I have not. I mean, I'm probably, once we get off those couple weeks in July, reach out to a few people and just talk to them how they dealt with it through the season and stuff and just what to expect.
What about people reaching out to you? I mean, outpouring of support. I heard it's been overwhelming.
Oh, it has been. It's been great, especially here in Denver and across the country. I mean, all kinds of support. Lots of kids get this disease, and we get email after email, and they've been inspiring.
So you said when we talked to you the last time, it was kind of interesting about the way you were throwing the ball, that there were throws last year that you could tell, like, man, I can make this throw, and it was floating or wasn't happening. Was there a throw or two in this camp where you threw it and you said,
I've got everything back. I mean, I can definitely tell a difference from March.
Hey, he's not my favorite guy right now.
Is that all? Put your pants on. Well, there you go.
He's trying to get you in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, I've got everything back. I got all my zip. I can make all the deep throws. So it definitely feels good to be able to do that again.
Jay, forgive my ignorance. Is it practical that you could wear the pump during a game?
I mean, you probably could. I mean, I wouldn't advise it. I mean, you take a lot of hits around that area and stuff, and I doubt it's been tested for a football game and the hits and just, I mean, just running and stuff, it gets loose. You kind of have to tape it down a little bit. So, I mean, I wouldn't even think about doing it.
How much different is it for you as far as your personality? I mean, when you're sick and you're not feeling well and all that, you were crashing, you were tired. How's it been just in life,
big,
you know,
big difference, just, I mean, yeah, just in your attitude. I mean, I'd wake up tired, I'd go to sleep tired. I mean, didn't matter how much I slept, what I ate. I mean, I was always tired, feeling bad. And I mean, it just feels good to be back to my old self and happy to be out here and enjoying it.
People around you notice the difference?
That's ask them.
You notice Pittman's guns?
They're hard to miss.
Unbelievable.
They're very hard to miss, especially rolls his shirt up. But there's a few people that have commented on that so far. He's another weapon, you know. We're getting more and more each day, and he's going to come in and help us out, especially if Travis can't go.
Do you feel, I mean, you mentioned the receivers before, you really like the depth, I mean, maybe comparatively even last year?
Oh, I love it. I mean, this is the best receiving core, I mean, we've had since I've been here, I think. I mean, especially when we get Brandon back. Kerry and Daryl, I mean, I've been pleasantly surprised with them. I mean, coming out here and just picking up the offense as quickly as it did. I mean, since day one, there's been very few missed assignments. I mean, they catch the ball well, they run. I mean, they got good attitudes. So I'm excited. I mean, we got a lot of competition out there, and throw B. Marsh whenever he gets back, and Stoke and Glenn and some of those other guys, and we got a lot of guys to get the ball to.
You're obviously very close with Tony and yeah. Had another setback. I mean, have you had to kind of counsel him a little bit about
I've
just staying
positive? I've talked to him. I think Tony's good. I mean, we're really not going to know until probably the end of this week, maybe early next week, if it is just a minor setback or what's going to happen with his issue. But right now, just staying positive, and next week he'll be back with us. And with him and Daniel and Nate Jackson, I mean, that just presents more problems.
Jay, last year when a couple things didn't go your way, your team lost, you heard about it as a quarterback. Now they look back and say, kind of give you a pass because you were playing with this, with the diabetes undiagnosed. What do you think of that, first of all, and do you think...
I mean, if we go out and go 0-4, I mean, I'm going to get blamed for it, whether I have diabetes or not. So it's part of the position, no matter where you play.
Is it, Travis hasn't been at this camp, he won't be here this week. Yeah. Is it so early that it doesn't matter at this point? Or
I mean, we don't have B. Marsh. I mean, we got some guys that sit out practice. I mean, it's early. You want guys, I think, back for the team camp and that last one in July. I mean, just as a dry run for stuff. Because, I mean, right now we're doing a lot of basic stuff, just getting a feel for new guys and just getting a feel for the formations and the calls and the huddle and stuff and where to line up and stuff. So if we can get him back for the team camp, that'd be great, though.
You were saying that in the weight room you weren't the same when you were struggling. So now that you're back full, we can expect you to look like Pittman pretty soon here then, I guess?
I think I'd have to do biceps for 2 years straight every day. I mean, that's amazing. I don't even know what to say about that.